Thank you very much for the invitation to spend these several days with you. I'm looking forward to meeting many of you, and I appreciate the opportunity of this worship service this morning. We're going to be talking about God, who He is, what He is to me, what I should be doing for Him, what He has done, is doing, and will do for me. And I suppose some of you might say, at a time like this, why talk about God? Will He help me with inflation? Will He bring the hostages home? Isn't there something more relevant, more right up close? Well, learning about the doctrine of God might not bring the hostages home. Learning who God is might not put more food on your table. But it might help us to cope a little bit better than we're coping now. But over and above that, isn't it a fact that God has brought each one of us into being so that we may glorify Him and enjoy Him? And that's why it's so necessary for us to know something about this wonderful, wonderful God who allows us to glorify Him. And then He says, come, I want you to enjoy Me all through life. And I want you to enjoy Me throughout all the ages of eternity. And somehow or other, that thought and those thoughts transcend whether we'll have potatoes on our plate tomorrow and whether our foreign policy will start having some success. No, we want to talk about the most important person in the world, and I pray the most important person in your life and mine. And so we're going to be talking about God. Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, we want to talk about Abraham's God. We want to talk about David's God. We want to talk about the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. But today, I thought it might be well for us to get acquainted with this God, hopefully in a fresher way than perhaps we ever have before. This morning I want to talk about the fact that God is very, very much like you and me. Then tonight I want to talk about the fact that He's very, very much different from you and me. But I find many people thinking that the idea of God is strange, something that we can't understand, something that we can't take in. I remember riding a number of times in a taxi in India, and to keep my mind off the road, I would look at that ugly, repulsive picture of one of the Hindu gods. He was part snake, part human being, 5 or 6 or maybe 8 arms. Utterly repulsive. And I thought to myself, how could I ever worship a god like that? So different from anything that I could ever conceive of. This morning, I want us to see that God is not a repulsive, far off, complicated person. But the God to whom you and I belong if we have faith in Jesus Christ, that God is very, very much like people you know and love. I want us to look this morning at four short passages in the Word of God, two in the Old Testament and two in the New. If I were to read the Scriptures, I would read from Psalm 103, but since we already sang it, and I'm grateful for that, let me just call to your attention verses 13 and 14 of Psalm 103. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. What is the psalmist saying here? He's saying God is no stranger to you. He's like a father. He's like a father. And what is that one aspect of fatherhood that the psalmist wants to emphasize here? He says he understands. He's a father. He understands everything about you and me because he made us. He understands your desires. He understands your inhibitions. He understands your problems. He understands because he made you. And there are no mysteries about you for God. But there's also something else here on the other side of the coin that the psalmist doesn't stress too much. But that is because God is a father, he understands me, I also understand him. Because I had a father. And you know, sometimes our relationship with God seems to be so spooky, so unreal. And we have all kinds of how-to Christian books. How to do this, how to do that. Sometimes I think that's carried to a ridiculous extreme. Have you ever seen a book written for a two-year-old? How to ask mother for a piece of candy. Have you ever seen a book written for a young person? How to ask daddy for the car tonight. And we don't need all kinds of intricate formulas for relating to God. God is like a father. I understand that. I instinctively go to him and I'd say, "May I have a piece of candy?"